Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 41. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 37. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 44. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Weather Service, along with emergency managers and law enforcement across the state of Kansas, are preparing for Emergency Preparedness Week as we get closer to springtime and potential severe weather season. As they say, the goal is to educate and have an action plan, giving you tips and tricks on different severe weather scenarios throughout the week.
Being ready for severe weather is really key, because it will happen. It happens every year in our area, so we want people to be prepared. Think about what might be lost during a storm, so how to mitigate that and get around it. So if you lose communication towers or you don't have cell, how do you communicate with your family? Do you have a plan?
That's Dusty Nichols, the Director of Emergency Management for Shawnee County on KSNT News. NOAA says they're also partnering with the plan to prepare individuals not only for tornadoes, but other severe weather as well.
Know what the hazard is and be aware of what steps they can take to protect themselves from that hazard.
Many communities may have heard the statewide tornado drill that happened earlier this morning.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Pick that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Go try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
With the concern of train derailments across the nation, a train has derailed in the tiny town of Riverdale, Kansas, over the weekend. As Cake News reports, the Sumner County Sheriff's Office reported the accident from the Union Pacific Rail that was derailed shortly after 5 p.m. on Saturday evening. They say, as a result, two intersections were blocked at 80th Avenue and on Western Avenue. As they say, the train was reported to be carrying grain and did not pose any type of chemical or threat to individuals in the community. The senior manager for communications for Union Pacific said the derailed cars have been cleared and work had begun on the tracks for repairmen, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. In other news, a Kansas House bill is a plan to expand state income tax credits for goods and services that are purchased from certain vendors that are employing disabled individuals, as they say it's doubling the total allowed to $10 million annually. However, some advocates for the disability community say they oppose the bill, as the bill does not change the federal hourly minimum wage of $7.25 for those who are disabled. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska legislature has officially introduced LR-22CA to the executive board last week that would create a constitutional amendment extending the current limit to two consecutive terms of 4 years to three consecutive four-year terms for state senators. As some legislators say, they are concerned about the loss of institutional knowledge under the current system to be able to allow the government to run smoothly.
A common argument against extending term limits to three is that, quote, if a senator cannot get the job done in 8 years, why should they be given 12? What most people do not realize that it is not 12 years of continuous service. The 12 years is really 2.5 years served in session due to the fact that we serve 90 days the first year and 60 days the second year of each session. This is far from being a career politician.
That was Grand Island State Senator Ray Aguilar on KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say the state is a multi-billion dollar operation that requires institutional knowledge of how to make it run smoothly.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners discussed the proposed jail project at last week's meeting and reviewed cost estimates, currently just over $12 million. A special election in response to a public petition, verified in October, could move forward perhaps in late April. They would decide if the county should sign a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million to finance the balance of the project. The importance of public meetings has been raised, but nothing has been scheduled. John Unger, who joined the board after the last election, said he heard concerns with the location, which is planned north of Subway, east of Marysville. Washington County Commissioners discussed a request from TC Energy. They be allowed to maintain approximately 13 miles of Washington County roads the company is using during cleanup. The county attorney suggested a road use maintenance agreement. Commissioners heard an update on the neighborhood revitalization program, which has at times created confusion when applicants are dropped from the program when property taxes are not paid on time. Changes after application, without notice of revision, were also concerns that are encountered. The program included 76 applications in 2022, with 40 new ones in 2023 to date. Neighborhood revitalization allows for reduced property taxes on a prorated annual basis for new construction and qualified remodeling projects that are approved in advance of work beginning. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update that the state is beginning a process of replacing signs in the northern part of the county. Conversations are ongoing with the Department of Transportation regarding compensation Nemahal County would receive as a detour is planned for box culvert replacement on Highway 9 at V Road. A group of concerned citizens spoke about the need for continued services provided by the nutrition program at Seneca and Sabetha. Commissioner Dylan Keim explained the county's not wanting to make any changes to Meals on Wheels, but they are trying to cut costs involved with the congregant meal program. County currently spends over $15 per meal, serving over 32,000 each year. Those present suggested ways to keep the congregant meal program active due to the socialization it provides seniors in the community. Gage County Planning and Zoning last week unanimously voted to recommend approval of a request for a commercial greenhouse east of Beatrice at 66th and Hoyt Roads. A public hearing is planned March 22nd. Permitting for a 6,200-head hog finish operation between Adams and Philly was tabled while awaiting a study from the Lower Big Blue NRD. Support and opposition to the proposed project was heard at last week's meeting. Gage County Board of Supervisors spoke about consolidation of townships, the recent annual Board of Supervisors and Township Association combined meeting. They wanted members to think about this and would like input. Some townships struggle to pass bond issues and cannot raise their levies enough. Due to many past boards, they wanted to keep taxes down. One concern mentioned is snow removal. Area schools with teams in the state basketball tournaments this week will not have classes. No school Thursday or Friday at Marysville. A pep rally is planned Wednesday afternoon at 3 with the team send-off Thursday morning at 9:15. No school at Hanover Wednesday with a community balloon send-off that morning. Frankfort schools will dismiss Wednesday at 11:30 with no classes Thursday and will also be closed Friday if the team wins first round. A pep rally is planned in Frankfort Tuesday at 3 with a send-off Wednesday morning at 8:15. Axtell will dismiss classes Thursday at 1 with no school Friday. A send-off is planned Thursday at 10 a.m. The city of Wymore ceased local law enforcement effective March 1st, noting insufficient officer resources for continued operation. Calls will be handled by Gage County Dispatch and Sheriff's officers. Nuisance violations can be referred to the Wymore City Office. A police advisory committee is being developed, and three community volunteers are needed to look into the future of the Wymore Police Department and help resolve law enforcement issues. Extension professionals from Kansas State University have created a series of virtual programs titled Living Well Wednesday as a way for individuals and families across the state to have access to various educational opportunities. This is like the Knowledge at Noon Kansas State Research and Extension used to offer. Living Well Wednesday is a series of one-hour sessions that touch on a wide variety of essential skills that empower individuals and families. The March 8th session will be Stretching Your Food Dollar. Participation is free to all Kansans, but registration is required. A Zoom link will be sent to the registrant's email address. You can find out more by contacting your local county extension office. Randy S. Novotny, age 61 of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Wymore. Burial of ashes in the Okito Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Randy Novotny. Deborah L. Chapman, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Deborah Chapman.
Into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and drizzle today, staying cooler with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More rain showers possible overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. More rain and drizzle will continue throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Then rain showers do become likely over Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Showers continue throughout Thursday as well, slightly warmer with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. And staying cloudy and breezy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. North winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A slight chance for some rain showers on Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And some rain and snow showers possible Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 53, record high on this date, 79, the average low, 28, and the record low, 5 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:25, sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
It is a full moon with an identity crisis. All about the many monikers of the March moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 7th, the 66th day of the year. Actress Jenna Fischer has a birthday, and March's full moon shines tonight. It's commonly referred to as the worm moon because the soil is warmed enough to accommodate earthworms. But it also has many alternate identities. One is the full crust moon, referring to the crust of snow caused by thaw and freeze cycles, and the sap moon as it coincides with the flow of maple tree sap. Native American tribes have dubbed it as the crow moon, believing their cawing signals the end of winter. And early American settlers referred to it as the Lenten moon, as it heralds the coming of Easter. Just a few names to ponder as you look for March's full moon tonight. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the moon phases online at almanac.com.
This week is Lutheran Schools Week. I'm Terry Harries from Good Shepherd Lutheran School. We have a fun week of activities planned for all of our students. Each day we have a dress-up day. Monday is Disney Day. Tuesday is PJ Day. Also on Tuesday we have a special guest from Milford Nature Center. Wednesday's dress-up day is Backwards Clash Day. This day we also get to celebrate with a family breakfast before chapel. We will conclude our week on Thursday with a pizza party with the local EMTs, firefighters, the sheriff, and police department. Join us as we celebrate Lutheran Schools Week.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier with the regular season of college basketball all in the books as of the weekend. We officially see the lineup for the Phillips 66 of Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship Tournament. As the tip-off starts on Wednesday, is the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers take on the number 9 Texas Tech Red Raiders for the first game of the series. We tip off at 6 p.m. Wednesday night also sees the number 7 Oklahoma State Cowboys taking on the number 10 Oklahoma Sooners at 8:30. Followed by a full lineup of basketball coming up on Thursday between the number 4 Baylor Bears against the number 5 Iowa State Hawkeyes. Followed by the number 1 seed in the Big 12 Conference with the Kansas Jayhawks taking on the winner of game number 1 between West Virginia and Texas Tech. The regular season wrapped up with the Jayhawks sitting number 1 in conference play at 13-5, followed by the Texas Longhorns at 12-6. The Kansas State Wildcats came in at number 3 at 11-7 that was tied with the Baylor Bears in conference play, followed by TCU, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia, Texas Tech, and the Sooners at the bottom of the list.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 financed. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at month end.
The 2023 American Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Championship is underway as well, with first games coming up on Thursday with three games as the number 9 East Carolina takes on number 8 South Florida, followed by the number 10 SMU and number 7 UCF. Wichita State Shockers also making the debut in the American Athletic Conference as they are game number 3 on Thursday taking on number 11 Tulsa. The Wichita State Shockers wrapped up in the middle of the pack for the American Athletic Conference this year, sitting 9-9 in conference play. Overall record set at 16-14. In other news, social media influencer and brother of the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Jackson Mahomes, has been accused by the owner of an Overland Park restaurant of assaulting her and shoving a waiter in two separate incidences. Cake News reports the alleged event happened back on February 25th at the Aspen's Restaurant and Bar Lounge in Overland Park, where Mahomes was found at kissing Aspen Vaughn, the 40-year-old owner of the restaurant. The investigation is still ongoing from the Overland Park Police Department, and no other details have been released to the public.
Every exciting play and every big game of the state tournament is live on KNDY, with live coverage this week of the Marysville and Axtell Boys, Hanover and Frankfort Girls. Catch Marysville on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort live on FM 95.5. On air, online, and on your mobile app. Check it out. State tournament action continues this week. The sub-state championship games for Marysville, Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort are all posted and available for download or for sharing under the sports tab at our website, KNDYRadio.com.
You don't need a prairie to enjoy the beauty and butterfly appeal of purple prairie clover. It's at home in a traditional perennial garden, mixed border, or rain garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These native beauties are slow to get started. They spend the first year or two in the garden putting down deep, drought, and heat-tolerant roots. Once the plant gets growing, it can reach up to 3 feet tall. The tiny, rosy purple flowers form a dense, cone-shaped head and appear from June to August. The showy flowers attract butterflies as well as native, bumble, and honeybees. They also make great additions to cut flower arrangements. Combine it with alliums, butterfly weed, purple coneflowers, liatris, and grasses. Grow purple prairie clover in full sun and well-drained soils. It adapts to a variety of soils and is drought-tolerant once established. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We know him for the battle at the Little Bighorn, but to know just that one fact is to miss out on the amazing story of George Armstrong Custer. Today we head to his hometown, a place that still honors the family and their service to the nation. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
George Armstrong Custer was born in New Rumley, Ohio in 1839. He and his three brothers and one sister spent much of their time with relatives in Monroe, Michigan. And it's that town that truly became their home.
The Custer brothers bought a farm together that's on the north side of the town. The brother that lived here in town was the only brother that didn't serve in the military. He wasn't healthy enough to serve in the Army. He had children, and that's how there's still Custer family that still served up in the military up until very recent time.
Andy Clark shares the story of the Custer family from the Monroe County Historical Museum. Of the brothers, it's, of course, General George Custer we know best.
Throughout the Civil War, you know, he was literally there from First Battle Bull Run all the way to Appomattox, you know, all those major engagements. He was there from beginning to end, and he was one of those people who happened to be where the action was.
Custer was promoted to Brigadier General just 3 days before the Battle of Gettysburg. He was just 23, earning him the nickname Boy General. There he led men against Jeb Stuart and helped solidify the nickname of his home state.
Us being the Wolverine State, there's a famous cry from Custer as he's leading his troops in the battle, who were Michigan cavalry. They were, "Come on, you Wolverines." And so that was one of the reasons why I think Michigan has such an attachment to the Wolverine name.
During the Civil War, Custer married Elizabeth Bacon from Monroe.
His wife, from the very beginning, always went with him. They had their wedding, and she went with him to the front. a few days after their honeymoon.
More about Custer next time as we travel the countryside in Monroe, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.
When you farm, you're tied to the location of your tractor because you have to be in it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. John Deere has introduced a tractor that can be operated from your couch if you want, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A new era of farming is here. John Deere's new fully autonomous 8R tractor can be operated without anyone sitting in the cab. All by itself, the machine can prep 325 acres in 24 hours, only requiring a service stop every 8 to 10 hours for refueling. Julian Sanchez is John Deere's Director of Emerging Technology. He says the tractor engine is literally started from the app on the farmer's phone, and once the machine is out doing its job, the farmer can always check in on it.
And they can always do that through the John Deere Operations Center app and monitor what's happening at any point. They'll have access to live video, images, data, and metrics on how the machine's doing. And they can even adjust things like speed remotely. Anything out of the ordinary that occurs while the tractor is active, the farmer will be notified and will be able to make decisions remotely through the John Deere's Operations Center.
There are six pairs of stereo cameras that detect obstacles and distance. It continuously checks its position relative to a geofence to be sure it's operating where it's supposed to. And if something unexpected is in its way, the tractor knows what to do.
For example, a billboard falls in a field. The tractor needs to be able to stop. So to handle these types of situations, we built an anomaly detection system that recognizes nominal scenes of sky, ground, and trees. And when it encounters new objects that don't fit within the standard class of object, the machine just stops. Using this technology, we're able to achieve a very high degree of safety and performance despite situations where the autonomous tractor sees a completely new or random object.
Deere says the machine will be available to farmers later this year. Learn more about the autonomous 8R tractor at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
love the song, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands." When I was a child, it made me feel so safe and secure. Even when I hear it now, I feel the same way. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, it feels good to know that God has His eyes on everything, but He gives us some responsibility, too. We have to do our part to be wise stewards of the resources He's given to us. When it comes to money, are you being a good steward? Are you preparing for the unexpected? Are you planning for the future? And are you living a generous life? Perhaps you'd benefit from guidance on this path of stewardship. Help preparing for things like buying a home or paying for college, planning for retirement. Maybe you're looking for ways to get out of debt while still being able to live a life free from fear of the future. A financial professional can help you navigate these questions. And don't forget to keep God, who has the whole world in His hands, at the center of your money story.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites all to their current exhibit, Serendipity, presented by Sarah Russell, running until March 30th at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. An artist reception will be held March 16th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. with refreshments provided. A former Marysville resident herself, Sarah has always found value in things others might discard, transforming trinkets, mannequins, and fabrics into whimsically created art. Now a house mom for the Alpha Kappa Lambda fraternity at the University of Kansas, Sarah is thrilled to share her passion for art with you. The exhibit will run until March 30th, with the center being open Sundays 2 to 3 p.m., Tuesday and Thursdays 4 to 6 p.m., and Saturdays 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Join for the artist reception and refreshments Thursday, March 16th from 5 until 6:30 p.m. at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art to recognize artist Sarah Russell. For more information, contact the Marshall County Arts Cooperative via Facebook or visit marshallcountyarts.org.
How foreign governments can affect our food security. Next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Forget spy balloons. China may pose a bigger risk to the U.S. through our food supply. During a recent webinar put on by the American Agri-Women, Don Meyer of the University of Tennessee said China has been a global leader in infrastructure development, both internal and external.
If you can control the infrastructure, you control the greatest part of that link, the weld. If you control the weld, you now control the supply. And if I can control the supply, then I'm able to control the price that others are going to pay. If I'm going to control the price that others are going to pay, probably going to make sure that those prices continue to increase. Thereby, I'm gaining a little bit more political power and economic power.
How does that affect our food supply? In a word, transportation. Foreign powers can also impact our food supply by buying up U.S. farmland. Christopher Holton of the Center for Security Policy says domestic governments have been on that case.
It's a really bad idea for us to allow a foreign adversary to control even a portion of our food supply. Food security is a vital aspect of national security. Shouldn't even have to be said, but a lot of people don't realize how vulnerable our food security can be.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Well, Doug McAuliffe is busy. In his role as chief ag negotiator with the U.S. Trade Representative's office, McAuliffe talked about some of his top priorities.
The first focus would be on keeping markets we have open. A lot of work has been done over decades of opening those markets in the first place, and our number one priority is to make sure that farmers continue to enjoy that market success. Number two, expanding where possible in the areas where we can increase volumes to those trading partners or maybe increase the number of products. That's certainly a second and very important area of focus for us at the White House.
Opening up new markets to U.S. goods is another one of his most important priorities.
One of the areas I'm most enthusiastic about are the opportunities to open up farm product access in new places around the globe. And that could be places that we don't normally think we would export to. And it also can include products that we don't normally think of being the traditional ways that we send things abroad. Then the fourth area, maybe the area that is the less glamorous of each of the four, is the mission of standing guard and making sure that trading partners are playing square and that the two-way relationship we have is balanced and equitable. And that, again, is an area we spend a lot of time at USTR focusing on, even though it maybe doesn't get as much of the press releases and the public attention that the other areas do.
Let's take a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures presented by Abilene Machine. You can count on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Give them a call, 800-255-0337 for more information. Right now, you've got Cheyenne at 36 currently, 43 Richfield, 45 in Meade, 48 Ashland, 49 in Cherokee, and 44 in Hiawatha. And let's look at your soil temps presented by Abilene Machine. Let's look at your ag news on this Tuesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
We have Clay from Best Body Shop here with some exciting news for anyone looking for a career change. Clay, why don't you tell us what's going on over at Best Body Shop?
What's up, listeners? This is Clay from Best Body Shop, and I want to tell you what we have going on right now. Our team is growing, and we are looking for people to join. If you are looking for a career in the collision repair industry with a diverse team and an amazing culture, then reach out today. Text 316-445-9850. We can't wait to hear from you.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres more or less, near Blue Rapids for the Milo Crouchable family. The sale Thursday, March 9th, begins at 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. This mixed-use property features 157 acres more or less, a great opportunity for someone to diversify their current operation with 88 acres dryland crop, 67 acres native grass, and a pond. This offers utility to any kind of producer. This land auction of 157 acres, more or less, 725 Dogwood Lane, Blue Rapids, will sell for the Milo Crouchable family. Thursday, March 9th, sale begins at 6 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. For details or information, contact Crossroads Real Estate and Auction. Go online to kscrossroads.com, find them on Facebook, or phone Bryce Ebert at 785-410-7095.
Integrating technology, diagnostics, and agronomics to find success in the field. That's today on the Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operation's profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Lindsay Cueva, Frenchman Co-op Precision Ag Specialist and Acre Plus Advisor, explains what she does when it comes to technology diagnostics, which she says is all done in the cab of a tractor.
The GPS displays and receivers, how they integrate with the tractors and the implements themselves, or, you know, the combines, whatever piece of equipment that they are tied to. So in regards to that technology, it's everything. You know, if a guidance line, if a customer can't get their guidance line set up, I have to go through a checklist of diagnostic procedures in order to help them establish those guidance lines, or whether they're agronomic prescriptions or seeding prescriptions aren't correlating the way they need to with whatever display or receiver they're using.
Cueva says there is a lot of cross-referencing when it comes to integrating in agronomics.
By knowing what you want to get out of your crop, i.e. how many feed acres you want, and we know what tillage methods to use, what planters to use, what spacing on our equipment we need to use. We need to know seeding population. We need to know how the soil nutritional values are so that we can build the potential of our ground to the best it can be.
She says there will always be a lack of uniformity on any operation, but the goal of using Precision Ag is to compare field trends and build field fertility, as well as increase already higher producing fields. I'm Lori Boyer. For more on Precision Ag, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Tuesday. What a day it's been with the markets. You know, the markets started off rather mixed earlier this morning, but traders are waiting on the USDA report. It'll be released tomorrow, so that's why we're having the kind of day that we're having right now. Corn for March right now, 644 and three quarters. That's up a quarter currently. May corn, 634 and three quarters. That's down 2 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 8.11, that's up 7. Kansas City wheat for May, 7.99 and a half, that's up 1 3/4 currently. Looking at May oats, 3.22 three quarters right now, that's down 2 1/4. July oats, 3.24, that's down 4 currently. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 15.23 three quarters, that's down 17 1/4. May soybeans, 15.14 three quarters, that's down 14 1/4. Cotton for May, for March, 83.12, that's down $1.74. Cotton for May, 82.66, that's down $2.05 currently. Live cattle for April, 165.90, down 20 cents. Live cattle for June, down 45 cents at 160.50. Feeder cattle for March, up 10 cents at 192.10. Feeder cattle for April, 198.70 is your current price, and that's up $12.05. Looking at crude oil for April, it's down right now, $2.54 at $77.92. May crude oil, $78.07, and that's down $2.49. Gold for April, $18.20 right now, down $34.50. Silver for March, $20.12.5, that's down 85 cents currently. Wall Street, down across the board, the Dow down 485, S&P down 50, NASDAQ down 91. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Tuesday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Hit that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
The world of agriculture is gaining more and more traction on social media today. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Assistant Professor in Agricultural Communications, Jacqueline Ianjay, provides insight on the growing interest in agriculture online.
Recent 2022 data tells us that 63% of people globally use the internet. Of those people, 93% use social media. So you're reaching a broad audience. Of course, there's that like younger demographic of, you know, 18 to 50 that use it more, but there's a lot of people online at all times. So it's hugely prevalent. It's increasing across all social media platforms and new media platforms. So like podcasting, videos, mostly videos. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, a little bit later, but that is what people are wanting to see. And that's how people are getting their information, whether it's about ag or any other topic.
INJ encourages producers that now is a great time to get started on social media.
Sometimes I'll talk with people that maybe don't currently have a platform, but they're trying to, like we said, make an audience, let their opinions be heard and shared, and they don't feel or don't understand how they can use these platforms to do that. And I just want to invite you to try, because I guarantee that this is a great opportunity and a great time to get started.
She explains that sharing firsthand perspectives and the everyday mundane tasks are a great way to build trust with your followers online when sharing agricultural information.
You will find, I promise, the second you start putting agriculturally focused content on social media, you will have waves of people coming out to support you. There is no community that I know that's more supportive than other agriculturalists, farmers, and producers. But you'll see a lot of content focused on education. The two main reasons people produce like ag content on social media is for agri-marketing. You have a product, you're doing direct to consumers, or to combat false information. So you're focusing on educational things like courses or websites, or you're doing infographics, others like small form presentations, maybe on Reels or things of that nature. But the most important piece of sharing information on social media is to make it consistent, reliable, and accurate, which hopefully sounds very achievable. You have a lot of great resources and yourself, a lot of anecdotal information as the producer, the farmer, the expert at your operation. And then you have great people at local like co-ops or companies or K-State who can help boost the information you're sharing or provide you with that reliable factual information to share. So that's more of the like technical, what categories of information are we sharing and how do we make it most effective, consistent, reliable, accurate. But on top of that, people should be sharing like personal opinions on hot topics in agriculture or show us your everyday life. What do you do? What does that look like? And open it up so people can connect with you as a person. And then that second layer of that relationship is learning about the factual information about how you do what it is you do.
Once again, that was K-State Assistant Professor in Agricultural Communications, Jacqueline Ianjay. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY. We'll be right back.
KNDY.
Classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.